Where are all the libertarian ladies? If the Libertarian Party and men were a Venn diagram, it'd be a circle. In other words, it's a big old bro fest. But why am I asking about this? Well, Ladies Love Politics has received press credentials for the Libertarian National Convention this Memorial Day weekend. If you're attending as well, come by and say hi. I'll be the broad with red lipstick, big hair, and statement glasses. If you can't make it in person, then stay tuned to my channel because you won't want to miss it. This year is going to be big, or as some might say...
Sometimes they say huge. Not a bad one. Huge tax.
Not only will President Trump be speaking, but so will RFK Jr. and Vivek Ramaswamy. Libertarians will get exposure like never before. The leadership of the party changed in 2022 when the Mises Caucus seized control from the more woke, pragmatic wing of the Libertarian Party. And although a woman became chair, Angela McCardle, it hasn't done much to change the perception that libertarians are nothing but a boys' club. You might say, generally speaking, that women reject libertarianism. Pew Research found that men are twice as likely as women to be libertarian. Rand Paul had the largest gender gap of all 2016 candidates, and he's one of the most libertarian-inclined members in all of Congress. Many speculate that women's reticence to libertarian ideology is because they benefit more from social services and welfare. But blaming women as being government gold diggers is as incorrect as it is lazy. And let's not forget, it's absentee fathers and husbands that create the single mother crisis that those social programs and welfare aim to remedy. And let's not forget that men take advantage of the welfare state too. They get unemployment, disability, SNAP, and all the other government checks your heart desires these days. The government cheese is for everyone. Remember, welfare has been around for quite some time. The government has been and still is male-dominated. The welfare state was established by men in Congress and approved by, you got it, male presidents, because we've never had a female one, so we can't blame her. Think about it. Men get to sleep with all the women they want with no consequences. They don't worry about the kids starving. That's what WIC and SNAP help with. And they get to go to school where there's free lunch programs and a plethora of other programs to help sustain that child. They don't have to raise the kid either, which takes time and effort. They also don't have to pay for the kid. They have more discretionary income. Congratulations, you as the taxpayer gets to pay for the child. Go ahead and put all of that aside. Men and women both benefit from the welfare state, despite the gaslighting that conservative men and libertarian men may say. So what is it then? There must be something fundamentally agonizing about libertarianism for women. It must have been conjured up by a bunch of dudes out of touch with women, their desires for how government should function, and completely amiss when it comes to serving a woman's interest. Well, have I got news for you? Libertarianism actually arose from founding mothers, not fathers. That's right. Women helped forge the ideology years ago. These women include Isabel Patterson, Ayn Rand, and Rose Wilder Lane. So, what did they do? Well, Isabel Patterson was a journalist, author, political philosopher, and a leading literary critic of her day. She is best known for her 1943 book, The God of the Machine. It's a love letter to individualism and is considered a foundational piece of libertarian literature. Patterson's biographer, Stephen D. Cox, said of Patterson that she is the, quote, earliest progenitor of libertarianism as we know it today. That's not a bad blurb to have said about you. Next, we have Ayn Rand, which she is likely the most famous libertarian. She is often quoted, even annoyingly so, among libertarians. She was a prolific author who wrote The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. These address the same themes as Isabel Patterson's works, individualism, self-worth, and personal liberty. Some of her most popular quotes reflect this principle of self-determination, such as, quote, the end doesn't justify the means. No one's rights can be secured by the violation of the rights of others. Another quote of hers is, the question isn't who is going to let me, it's who is going to stop me. Finally, we have Rose Wilder Lane. You may be thinking, wait, is that the same Wilder that I'm thinking of? Yes, it is. Her mother was Laura Ingalls Wilder. Rose started out a communist, but through a life of hard knocks, found herself to be a libertarian. She gave birth to a stillborn baby. The surgery afterward caused her to be sterile. Shortly after that, she got divorced. She became a writer to help pay the bills. In fact, she ended up becoming one of the highest paid female writers of her time. Then the Great Depression hit. She lost her investments and was forced to return home and live on the farm with her parents. That time proved fruitful. While Laura Ingalls Wilder, her mother, wrote the original manuscript for Little House on the Prairie, it was her daughter Rose who reworked it and rewrote it, helping it become the classic book series that it is today. Let's fast forward. The Libertarian Party was officially formed in 1971, but somewhere along the way lost its women. Today, the men of the party may blame women as being weak, soft, or too dependent on the state. But as we've learned, Isabel Patterson, Ayn Rand, and Rose Wilder Lane were anything but that. They were independent, rejected the status quo, faced adversity, and stood on their own two feet. Perhaps the Libertarian Party should lean into this a bit more, calling us lonely, single, unmarried, childless cat owners who want welfare isn't helpful to us or the party. It's definitely not going to win you any votes. You're not growing the Libertarian pie. We'll never want to be a part of something that belittles us. And consider this, by 2030, nearly half of all women aged 25 to 44 will be unmarried and childless. That's a huge voting block. It's also a lot of discretionary income that could go into your party. It's a lot of women who won't be distracted by family and could make great, dedicated, passionate candidates. You may fear the single unmarried woman today, but if you don't pay attention to them, they'll be ruling you sooner rather than later. Mark your calendar for July 25th through 27th. Ladies La Politics will be attending the Bitcoin 2024 conference. Join me online as I cover the event, or grab a ticket and see for yourself the wonderful world of Bitcoin. Ladies La Politics is a proud media partner of Bitcoin 2024. In the meantime, be sure to follow the Ladies La Politics channel on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.